full details of the Manhattan Project, in which scientists are attempting to create the first atomic bomb on this day. The information thrust upon Truman is
all of the above. The answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, Wendy!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
An 11- and 12-year-old girl critically wounded in shootings in Chicago on a very violent weekend. Here's Mark Mayfield.
It's been yet another violent weekend in the Windy City. Two young kids are fighting for their lives following separate shootings Saturday night on Chicago's South Side. Police say a 12-year-old girl was shot in the head while playing basketball with friends at an elementary school. Around 30 minutes later, an 11-year-old girl was shot in the head while sitting in a parked car. One of the victim's relatives pleaded for help yesterday as both girls remained in the hospital in critical condition.
11 and 12. Come on now. Whoever did this, they should turn themselves in.
Investigators believe the girls were not the intended targets. They represent two of the at least 16 people shot in Chicago since Friday night. Five of those shootings were deadly.
The wife of a Missouri Ku Klux Klan leader now reportedly being held in his death. Police say Melissa Ancona, the wife of Frank Ancona, being held on suspicion of first-degree murder. He was found dead by a riverside over the weekend. USA Radio News.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
A new Chevy is setting an interesting record. Here's Sharon Reed.
The EPA says Chevy's new Cruise diesel gets 52 miles per gallon on the highway. GM says that is the highest fuel economy of any non-hybrid or non-electric vehicle on the market. The automaker says the diesel engine also passed all environmental standards and validations mandated by the EPA. The 1.6-liter turbo diesel engine has a range of 702 miles on one tank of fuel. The Cruise diesel will be in dealer showrooms in the spring.
Prosecutors attempting to convict former L.A. Sheriff Lee Baca, throwing a fit over something that he's wearing on his lapel. Here's the story.
Baca says he wants to wear a tiny six-pointed sheriff star on his lapel, as he has done for every court appearance since charges were filed against him a year ago. Prosecutors say by wearing the star, Baca is sending a subtle message to jurors that he's an honorable, law-abiding former law enforcement official. Baca's attorney says the prosecution is just paranoid. The former lawman is accused of lying to FBI agents during a federal investigation. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
A Make America Great Again Grammy dress is turning attention to artist Joy Villa. She unveiled the red, white, and blue dress on the red carpet Sunday, complete with the president's campaign slogan. The back of her dress said Trump in large letters. It set the Twitterverse on fire with many supporters. Sales of her music have jumped. USA Radio News.
With me today. I'll be able to introduce you to in just a moment. And we always like to start out with a quote. And because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, we have to start out with a quote about love. Maybe, perhaps, the famous Wuthering Heights book, Emily Bronte. She had plenty of different quotes about love that are very powerful. So we're going to go with this one. Be with me always. Take any form. Drive me mad. Only do not leave me in the abyss where I cannot find you. Oh God, it is unutterable. I cannot live without my life. I cannot live without my soul. And that comes from Wuthering Heights, which is one of the great romantic books. If anyone's looking for a possible gift for Valentine's Day, That is one idea, and we'll take some others after the break. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Going to introduce my guests in just a moment, but I know everyone wants to know the weather, and I want to tell you the weather here. And this is what we're looking at, a very, very, very sunny but windy day today. There's a high near 39, but it does feel much cooler than that. We're looking at some breezy temperatures this evening and gusts as high as 44 miles per hour. So you definitely need to go out with some weights on and get your physical fitness and wind deterring activity all in once. So we are looking tonight for a low of about 21. Tomorrow we have a much nicer day than today. Also sunny, but a high near 43, which is a little bit warmer than the average temperature for this time of year, so enjoy it. We're looking at a low tomorrow evening on Valentine's Day of about 27. So for all of you who have someone to snuggle up with, that's a nice chilly day. The rest of the week is looking pretty good. Wednesday could possibly be a sure day with a high near 44, and our winds are diminished by then with gusts just 6 to 10 miles per hour, and mostly in the morning. We might see some wind gusts again in the evening, but it doesn't look too terrible. Thursday we have a partly sunny sky with a high near 36, and Friday mostly sunny with a high near 37. So the precipitation of last week is long gone and the ice of yesterday. We're looking at a great weather week, very seasonable, and lots of sun. We're going to do a commercial break and then I'll be back here in the studio with Jay.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hopefully, as no one is saying that they're getting tired of my endless chatter here at Hot 100. Again, I'm your host, Georgina Trinkle, and I'd like to now introduce my guest.
And I'm going to ask you to say your name and let us know where you're from.
Hi, I'm Jay Alexander Killian. I'm in AmeriCorps Vista with the Northwest New Jersey Community Action Partnership, and I'm originally from Michigan, just outside of Flint.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about your service, what made you go into the AmeriCorps Vista program, and what that actually provides for other individuals and opportunities that may be out there in the community. And it's a very selfless thing to be doing here, and we're glad that you found Northwest CAP. So a lot of people aren't even familiar with the AmeriCorps Vista program. Would you mind just kind of jumping right in and telling us a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the easiest way the simplest way to describe it would be the domestic version of the Peace Corps, whereas the Peace Corps goes abroad and does projects helping people in underserved communities in countries throughout the world. AmeriCorps is more concerned with doing that domestically in impoverished areas all throughout the United States, and placing thousands of people each year in capacity building projects in organizations all over the place.
And we should say the AmeriCorps program has 75,000 Americans in intensive service, and they do that every year to support nonprofit organizations and social service organizations, and they even have some specialized programs. They've been providing this service only since 1994, and since then, they've had over a million members that have contributed more than 1.4 billion hours of service in America. And I think I first learned about it in a conference that was a training conference for the AmeriCorps program, and it's under the Corporation for National Services, and it is one of the programs. And I know it can be confusing if it's VISTA or if it's AmeriCorps.
Right. There's actually a longer history of AmeriCorps. Like NorwestCAP, AmeriCorps actually has its origins in the War on Poverty and the Great Society program under President Johnson, but there was a lot of maneuvering around with the organization and its governance in the 90s, and became AmeriCorps VISTA as it is today. And the volunteers in service to America is what VISTA stands for. And now we see what it is today.
And so it's been part of the AmeriCorps network since 93 and part of the original War on Poverty programs of service since 1965. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, great. And I know that the AmeriCorps VISTA program, you're able to get a range of experiences depending on if you want to go into teaching.
Well, right.
What made you decide to do social service?
Well, I've had for many years an interest in public policy, anti-poverty, social justice, and I just recently graduated with a master's degree in history from Western Michigan University over in Kalamazoo, which is actually a real place despite the made-up sounding name. And I
guess you get that a lot, Jeremy.
Yes, yes. They actually sell T-shirts that say Kalamazoo, it's a real place.
Do they really?
Yes,
we're
yes,
going to get a picture and put it on our Facebook page. That is a classic.
So I graduated, and I had applied for several PhD programs in history to continue my education, but unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on if you're asking people from NorwestCAP, hopefully I didn't get into any of them. And I was looking around for other opportunities that would be interesting to me in social justice and policy, and I also applied to the Peace Corps, and I sent out many applications for AmeriCorps, deciding that spending 1 or 2 years doing these types of projects would be a good experience for me, hopefully beneficial to whatever communities I'm working with. So I sent out 20 different applications all across the country for different AmeriCorps positions. I had several interviews, including one with Terry Newhart at NorwestCAP, and he finally offered me a position. And I drove out, found a place, and started 3 days later.
That is incredible. We're going to talk about how you were able to find a place and how that networking happens today when you take on a year of service learning for not a lot of money. We'll talk about some of the benefits of that as well when we come back with our guest, Jay, here in the studio. And we do have to pay the bills here always. I did warn Jay that radio time goes faster than any other time. And we're through our first segment already, which is just insane because it feels like we just started. And I know we certainly just got the mics and the sound just right. So we're going to do our breaks, and then we'll be back here in the studio. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
time your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate pecans and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're back here in the studio talking to Jay, an AmeriCorps Vista member, about his selection process and how he came to New Jersey after receiving his master's and his year of service learning, looking at Community Action Agency, one of many choices. And during the break here, I was just asking Jay if he just aimlessly searched through, because the AmeriCorps Vista program has some very specific focus areas, and this doesn't even count the separate health public health piece that they offer. And those topic areas or focus areas include disaster services, economic opportunity, education, environmental stewardship, healthy futures, and veterans and military families. So Jay, give us the lowdown here. How do you go about picking a focus area and searching in all of the AmeriCorps Vista information to find what you want?
It was somewhat time-consuming, but I was at least able to narrow down that my greatest interest would be economic and community development. So that was a good starting point. And from there, I just went through page by page, looking at each individual posting, and there were hundreds of them, seeing where they were, whether my skill set matched what they were looking for and what they were doing, and if I felt I would be a good fit. And I wrote that one down, and I continued on to the next one, and I did that for probably took a couple weeks to go through all of them. And after that, I tailored my applications and sent out 20 of them, which is the max that they would allow you to do at once. And from there, I got several interviews, and ultimately the one that got me here.
That's a lot of that's a very organized approach to be able to do something when there's so much information out there and so many things you could do. And I was always fascinated that you picked something many states away where you didn't know anyone, you hadn't attended undergraduate school here, you don't have family or relatives here. How do you transition your whole, from finishing up your master's to starting a year of service? We'll talk about the benefits later, but you're not making $1 million and can live anywhere. How do you figure that all out?
One of my greatest passions has always been travel. So I've always been able to drop everything and go. I've spent an extensive amount of time, abroad. I lived in Asia for about a month. I interned in D.C. for a few months a few years ago. So I didn't really have any particular qualms about leaving home. But I was very lucky to locate in a short time people to live with in a place in Allentown. And it was really just a matter of packing up what I wanted to take with me and driving the 12, 13 hours over and falling asleep almost immediately after I got my air mattress set up, and decompressing for about 2 days before I started my job at Norwest Gap.
And that is pretty crazy, just to drive that huge drive, get everything figured out, move in with people that you don't know.
Pretty much.
And just go to work in 2 days. That's pretty incredible. You have to be pretty committed to that. And you sign a contract basically for a year that says you can't have any other employment, you know, you're sort of on call.
You can. They did amend the rules recently. Oh. You can have outside employment if your supervisor says it's okay. But as a Vista, I'm already working 40 hours a week. And recently, I actually received my master's degree only a few weeks ago. I had everything finished up. So I really did not have the time to add another part-time or full-time position onto this.
It is a good amendment, though, because there previously you weren't able to have other employment opportunities. And if you're working a straight 9-to-5 job and you don't know anyone, there's a whole lot of people who wouldn't mind working on the weekend, or right. even it's just a way to meet people.
Right, absolutely.
So it's good that they did amend that, because I saw that as a barrier to being an AmeriCorps Vista member. And there's so many things to learn in a new area. You're living outside of where you're working. Mm-hmm. You're in a different state.
Right.
You got to transfer your car vehicle registration, yes. and your tags, and
very frustrating.
Have an identification that's current. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things in moving, and even just to move in with people that you don't know. You know, it's brave to do that, and then to do it for a year, you're stuck for a year. So I'm glad it's worked out for you.
So far, yeah.
And of the area of Allentown that you're living in, you have an interest in economic development. That's obviously a huge area that's has different redevelopment, mm-hmm. and economic revitalization,
right.
that comes and it goes. Mm-hmm. What's your feeling on the area? Are you sad you didn't find something in Allentown to work in?
Not particularly. I'm happy to be working in Phillipsburg. Working in Allentown would be interesting, and certainly more of a convenient commute than the 25 minutes it takes me to get to Phillipsburg every morning. But I'm happy where I am, and I get to explore Allentown without the prism of, oh, this needs to be better, and what can I do on working and making this corner a nicer place. I can just walk to Starbucks or what have you and enjoy it.
Well, that's a good thing. There is a lot of new things coming in Allentown, different restaurants, and sadly some restaurants closing down still, but mm-hmm. there's some great things to do, and you get to be in New Jersey too, so you get two states and experience and contacts and a network, which is what I think is really important as AmeriCorps Vista members, to be able to expand that network in resources and learn more about other organizations. Should maybe see if you could get a tour of the Lehigh Valley CAP. They do a lot of economic development while you're here. We could try to make that happen for you. So it's pretty interesting. I've had other guests on my show that have been AmeriCorps Vista members, but very specific to the healthcare, federally qualified healthcare services, which is wonderful, especially if you're going into the medical field.
Right.
Today, even if you have a private practice, you know, everyone has to know how to access resources, uninsured individuals, and federally qualified health centers are great.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have something special and specific just for health. But they also have a lot of programs people may be familiar with, like the Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of their national partners, and you can certainly do some service learning if you like the capacity building. As Jeremy stressed earlier, the AmeriCorps piece to learning, this service learning approach, is really about capacity building. So what does that mean exactly?
Well, as I should hope you're aware, it's not the best time for nonprofits in the United States. More and more, they're having to make do with less resources, less grant money, so on and so forth. So capacity building is really trying to make sure that these organizations like Norwest Cap can do more with less or more with the same amount of resources, and building the capacity to do good in the organization or in the area that they serve.
And that does mean specifically that it's not direct client service, that it's reviewing processes, it's implementing, you know, perhaps procedural changes. It's a big picture look. It could be strategic planning. And we have a lot of nonprofits here in Hunterdon County and throughout New Jersey that haven't signed up or had an AmeriCorps Vista member. And some of our community action agencies have never had a member. And it is such a great beneficial tool for a nonprofit organization, especially as Jeremy mentioned, in today's overly needed service and unfortunately human capacity restricted reality, it is often difficult to get what you want done. You have certain priorities and they always shift when there's a crisis or there's less staff, so you have to do more and more things yourself without the benefit of being able to sit down and plan and develop something longer range instead of being reactionary. And those are the things that make a nonprofit organization go from good to great, is being able to have a vision and implement that vision as it becomes a reality, having those action steps in place, looking at capacity plans. It's all really, really critical in order to thrive. So I hope more of our Hunterdon County nonprofit organizations take advantage, as well as our Community Action Network. Certainly some do take advantage, but not all of them. And it's such a great member placement. So we do have to take a break here, and we have to listen to the news, which is actually a really great news. And I'm always afraid today to listen to the news. I don't know what I'm going to hear. It can be really rather frightening. Mm-hmm. But we are going to be brave today in the studio. We'll put the news on, and then we'll remind you about the winds and the weather today, because it is kind of crazy out there. And if anyone gets their garbage picked up on the curb, you definitely want to get those cans or plastic bins in, because they're going to blow into the next town.
Turn left at the Oval Hotel. I know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I said we will get the criminals out, the drug lords, the gang members. We're getting them out.
President Trump informing reporters of immigration actions during a press conference with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trump said he's fulfilling a campaign promise by getting rid of hundreds of illegal immigrants.
We're actually taking people that are criminals, with a tremendous track record of abuse and problems, and we're getting them out.
Trump also praised the strong connection between the U.S. and Canada.
American and Canadian troops have gone to battle together, fought wars together, and forged the special bonds that come when two nations have shed their blood together.
The Senate preparing for votes tonight to confirm Treasury Secretary nominee Steven Mnuchin, followed by a vote to confirm Secretary of Veterans Affairs nominee David Shulkin. USA Radio News.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
The work continues to try to shore up a dam near Oroville, California. Chris Barnes has more.
We had to make a very, very critical and difficult decision to initiate the evacuation.
That's the Butte County Sheriff in Northern California. Late yesterday, when they'd evacuated 200,000 people from their homes out of a concern about the crumbling emergency spillway from the Oroville Dam. Residents like Samantha saying they're trying to cope with that situation.
My dogs are trapped in their kennels and everything, and my roommates are just stressful right now.
While officials indicate the threat may have eased, it's not clear yet when the almost 200,000 people evacuated from their homes are going to be able to go back. I'm Chris Barnes.
The adopted son of a former Penn State football coach and convicted child abuser has been charged with sexually assaulting a child. Pennsylvania State Police arrested Jeffrey Sandusky, the adopted son of Jerry Sandusky, after a nearly two-month investigation. Jeffrey Sandusky arraigned today. USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Politicians in Texas responding to allegations they may never get another Super Bowl if Texas passes a bathroom bill similar to North Carolina. Here's Chris Barnes.
It's the state's controversial bathroom bill. If it passes, Senate Bill 6 would require transgender people to use bathrooms in public schools and government buildings and public universities based on their biological sex, not what they identify as. On Twitter, Governor Abbott said NFL decision makers also benched Tom Brady last season. Then he adds, that ended with the league handing the Super Bowl trophy to Brady. I'm Chris Barnes.
Russian officials are condemning the launch by North Korea of a ballistic missile, a rare rebuke of one of their allies. Here's more on the story from Moscow.
The chairman of the Russian lower house of parliament's International Affairs Committee said that the recent ballistic missile test conducted by Pyongyang could require new international consultations. Leonid Slutsky added North Korea challenged the international community by conducting the missile launch, as such actions violate United Nations Security Council decisions. He said that Russia opposes this self-proclaimed North Korea's nuclear status, but Moscow sees political and diplomatic efforts as the only way to solve the nuclear problem. Julia Lyubova, Moscow.
The wife and stepson of a Ku Klux Klan leader being formally charged in his death. Police say Melissa Ancona and her son Paul Jingerson Jr., both charged with first-degree murder and more in the death of Frank Ancona. Authorities say he was shot in the head this weekend. USA Radio News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot and Hunter, and back in the studio with Jay, our AmeriCorps Vista member, talking about how much nonprofit organizations really could use an AmeriCorps Vista member to help build capacity. Again, we're not talking direct service, but we're talking a learning experience for the AmeriCorps Vista and for the nonprofit organization, all those projects that have been building up on your desk and haven't been able to get the attention. And the cost of an AmeriCorps member is, besides the benefit of having a full-time person financially, it is certainly feasible for a nonprofit organization and a fraction of what a full-time member would make because it's subsidized. I guess we could use that word, right, Jay?
Yes.
But you do get some benefits of being a member, and it's certainly not in cash, though.
You actually can get an end-of-service benefit in cash. Not much cash, but you know it is something. You can choose when you begin your service either to take an education award or an end-of-service cash stipend.
So it's either or?
Yes.
So you either get the stipend, and I know they call it a stipend, so to me it's not cash, but technically it is cash. But it is a fraction of what you would get if you were working a full-time position.
Right.
Or you can get the other route is to get the educational stipend.
Yes.
And that could go if you have like a Fannie Mae or loan or a college or a university.
Though I believe, if I recall correctly, the education award applies to direct loans from the government. I don't believe they apply to private loans institutions, but yes, you do get a good chunk of money to help either pay off student loans that you've already accrued, like I and many, many other young Americans have, or to apply toward future education if you continue your education.
And you have many more educational loans in your future, don't you, Jay?
Hopefully not. I'm hoping to apply to a PhD program, and at that level, there's very often funding package that comes along with that.
Oh, wonderful.
So if I'm lucky, I won't have to take out any more loans for that.
Good. Well, I hope that's what happens for you. I hope you get into the school of your choice with the best educational benefit for you personally, because it really, certainly, the cost of education continues to rise. And on the AmeriCorps, or Corporation for National Community Service, page for the benefits of service, they talk about how you can help your community, how you can help yourself. But I'm not finding too much information on the actual benefit amounts. I know from previous conferences I've been to, one of the great things has always been health insurance. Mm-hmm. Is that still a member benefit?
Sort of. You can enroll in what is called a health benefit plan or health benefit allowance. And these are two separate things that are not ACA compliant. So you cannot enroll in that and expect it to be a health insurance plan that you could apply for at tax time and be ACA compliant. But it does work in conjunction with other forms of insurance, whether private or as many AmeriCorps members do apply for Medicaid, because we are making 100% of the poverty level, which is around $11,000 per year, which is not much. So it's used in conjunction with that, and that helps cover co-pays, doctor's visits, all sorts of things like that. So it is very helpful, but it's not a health insurance plan.
Which is interesting, because it's government programs. So.
Right, yes.
we always like our irony here in the studio, and that certainly is a good one. So there is a modest living allowance that you can look forward to if you are a member. And then there are some limited medical benefits, Jake. Describe them in great detail, and how you could possibly obtain some medical insurance or programs, take advantage of some of the programs that are available. And I believe at one time there was also a stipend for childcare if you had children. Is that still?
I believe there's still childcare benefits. I don't have any children myself, so I can't really speak on the amounts or what that is, but it is still an option, yes.
Excellent. And then the educational award, I don't, is that what they call an educational
yes.
award? So you have some benefits to the nonprofit organization. Again, it's just a fraction of what you would pay a full-time person to work in your nonprofit organization, 40 hours a week, and that can be working on capacity-building items, which really could help an organization. I know some members in the past at Norwest Cap, we've worked on poverty symposiums and looking at the impact of poverty in other organizations. People have been able to have members come and study some of their services and evaluate those services, which can be a very time-consuming project that you often, you're so busy putting out the fires, you don't often have the time for such an in-depth program evaluation. And there's a lot of training that AmeriCorps invests in its members as well. There's online training programs, and you can get involved in the whole AmeriCorps network. One of their major service events was their Martin Luther King Day of Service, which went on across the country, which was an excellent way to give back to the community. And there's other examples of that throughout the year, where they have different types of service learning. And they have certain initiatives that really bring forward the importance of volunteerism. And it is so difficult today. People are working, past what was typically a retirement age. And we have many people that really just are thinking of switching careers. There's no set age for the AmeriCorps VISTA member. There's many people who have retired and then done a year of service. There's people who are starting their career, like Jay is here in the studio, and we have people who have been in a certain career but need to pause and, you know, perhaps go into a different area. So it's an excellent way to give back to the community in a structured way with plenty of training. Now, one of the Corporation for National Community Service projects, we're with RSVP, who's actually doing your day-to-day supervision, through Mike Ferguson,
yes,
through RSVP. And they have a really great program, the VITA program, mm-hmm, this time of year, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And I'm not sure if any of the members are looking into training or doing the VITA piece of it, but that is also, you know, such a great way to help people. As a volunteer, there's so many different volunteer opportunities that are available, and it is a wonderful experience. You can serve on a board at NorwestCAP. We currently have 3 openings right now. Mm-hmm. We have 2 in Warren and 1 in Sussex, and we're looking for recruitment right now for these board member positions. And, you know, certainly if you're thinking more about a full-time volunteer commitment or service learning commitment, would certainly be the National and Community Service AmeriCorps VISTA program. And I wondered if you had anyone that you knew that went into this program, Jay, and you heard about it, or you stumbled upon it, or there was college recruitment. How did you hear about it?
I actually worked with an AmeriCorps VISTA when I was an undergrad. I was working in an office at Saginaw Valley State University where I got my bachelor's degree. And I was working in an office with 2 other individuals, my supervisor and an AmeriCorps VISTA. And I did a lot of the clerical work in the office while the VISTA was working on some of the larger capacity building projects that he would hope to come to fruition in the area. I can't really speak exactly what he was working on, but I did have that exposure with the AmeriCorps program from years ago.
And it stuck with you?
Yeah, and I have another friend who did AmeriCorps, I believe out in Minnesota, and he spoke very highly of the program. So I knew it was an option going forward, and I thought it would be a good fit.
And so now, a few months in, are you glad you did it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's great. All right, we're going to have to take another commercial break, and then we'll be back here in the studio for our last segment to talk a little bit more about Jeremy's experiences and how he likes living in New Jersey. We have to get his opinion here, to get a little outside opinion here. So we'll be back in the studio. Stay with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambi's. Purely delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
And we're back in the studio with Jay here, our AmeriCorps VISTA member, who has been placed at NorwestCAP, was actually accepted after a process and started after 2 days, right? Coming to New Jersey.
2 or 3 days, yep.
So what do you think of New Jersey?
I enjoy it. The getting your gas pump for you is different, but certainly enjoyable, especially in the colder winter months.
So that's a treat.
Yes.
And where you lived before, you have to pump your own gas. And so do you fill up before you go to Pennsylvania?
I try to, since it's quite a bit cheaper. I usually try to get it so that Friday I'll fill up after work and then head back to Pennsylvania over the weekend, so I've got a nice full tank where it's about 20 cents more expensive.
Very smart, Jay. Very smart and very structured. Well, we certainly enjoyed having you at NorwestCAF the past few months, working on different research projects for me, and I know you work on a lot of different projects. And you said that you are absolutely positively delighted to be at NorwestCAF.
Yeah.
And you would encourage other VISTA members to look at our applications online?
Absolutely. And I know we're in the process of figuring out what future VISTA positions that are going to be advertised. So be on the lookout for that.
And if anyone wanted to go on the AmeriCorps VISTA website after listening to Jay talk about his service and how much he's enjoyed being a member this year, you can go on www.nationalservice.gov and then programs, and you'll come up with the AmeriCorps VISTA piece of it. Do you have any surprises so far?
Not especially. I always try to pride myself on my flexibility and the ability to adapt to new situations. So, nothing is really come out of the woodwork to really surprise me.
And the cost of living here, how about that? It's been manageable because you were able to find some.
Yeah, I've been lucky to find living with a couple of people in a house that's not too expensive, so I'm able to more or less cover everything that I need. But it is difficult. It does require some budgeting because they do. I guess I should say that they do intentionally give you a living stipend that is set at the poverty level, so that VISTA members know what it's like to experience poverty. They know what it's like for people in the community. You're not going back to a nice house that's removed from the area. You're down in the trenches, as it were, living like the people in poverty live. So you are invested, much more invested in overcoming that poverty than possibly you would be otherwise.
And in terms of the projects you've been working at NorwestCAP with, is there a particular area that you really are excited about, or how do you feel about the work you've been doing?
Anything research based, I greatly enjoy. I did my master's degree, which focused entirely on research, so it's nice to be able to get my academic juices flowing again after being out of school and confronting a problem, trying to figure out how to overcome it. And hopefully that will be a skill that I can use in the future.
And you've done a great job with some of my research projects, looking at some social justice things and researching some of the domestic violence statistics and some of the crime statistics. And we were just talking on the way in between, maybe looking at some of this new bail reform.
Yeah. Some of the less fun research that I've done, but yes.
No, come on, Jay. That's not fair.
Well, looking at domestic violence statistics isn't exactly a walk in the park.
All right. I'm going to give you that one. Give us an example, then, of some fun research.
Well, I did my master's degree in history, so urban history in Vienna specifically. So anything regarding that, that's my bread and butter.
Okay. And hopefully you've had an opportunity to get all of your college pieces together now. You're going to embark on being a student again shortly.
Fingers crossed, yes.
And you're looking forward to that piece as well?
Yes, I do actually miss school quite a lot, so hopefully I'll get back there.
What is it that you like about it, the structure or just the learning environment?
Oh, there's quite a bit less structure at that level than there is in a 9-to-5 job. It's just there's a lot more freedom to pursue what you want to pursue. It's more open-ended. You get to choose your interest and your research topic, and your supervising professor essentially says, okay, go ahead and do it. And you get to do that however you want to.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for you, but we know it's unnecessary because we know an acceptance letter and package is probably in the mail right now. And maybe when you get home this evening, you'll have the good news and you'll be able to call us into the studio and share it with us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. So just to get back to the AmeriCorps Vista pieces again. So in addition to being a member, you can also apply to be an AmeriCorps Vista leader.
Yes.
And that is a wonderful program. We've had a leader program at Northwest Cap before. I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit. It is a little bit different than a member position.
Yes. From what I understand, it's generally geared more for people who have already served at least 1 year as an AmeriCorps Vista. And it's more for kind of managing and coordinating a certain number of Vistas and acting as a team leader and as a point person for those individuals. I can't really speak too much about it beyond that because this is my first year as a Vista, so I didn't really give too much thought to being a leader until maybe a few months down the road if I don't get into any other program.
And that certainly would be another option for you. The leaders certainly look at the recruitment, retention, and performance of the other members, and there is certainly that peer-building piece to it, right, which I'm sure you would excel at. So at least you have a lot of different options, but I know you won't need them because I know the good news is on the way to you. Is there anything about being a member that we haven't covered that you want to tell our listeners about?
Just that it's a great experience that benefits everybody that is involved, the organizations, and you yourself. You get a great experience. You build your skills. You build your network, and it does look very good on a resume or other job applications. So I would just I can't recommend it enough.
And it is a great way to get a tuition stipend.
Absolutely.
And if you do need some type of health insurance, if you're without health insurance, it may not be as robust as I thought initially, but there is some health care, and yes, certainly that is a huge benefit. And if you do need assistance with child care, there's also a child care stipend. And as you mentioned earlier, you can also, instead of the tuition, you can have a cash stipend?
Yes, you can take an end-of-service cash stipend. If memory serves, it's about $2,500, which is significantly less than the education award, but it is cash. It is disbursed in your last paycheck, so you get that right away.
Which certainly would help, and there's so many benefits, and I believe the benefit that you get of helping others and helping an organization is certainly something that will stay with you throughout your career, and hopefully you'll have a lot of great experiences as you continue your service year at Northwest Cap.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's just a ball of optimism, aren't you, Jay? Well, we want to make sure everyone knows about the AmeriCorps program and the opportunities that come with it and the benefits as well. And again, we'll drive you to the website for the AmeriCorps Vista program. It is a program under the Corporation for National Community Service. And of course, at Northwest Cap, we're familiar with that program because it is the sponsor agency of our RSVP program, which is a great program and is also where the supervision for the program is coming from. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've had some team meetings that have been helpful?
A few, yes. I met with the supervisor a few times to discuss, you know, the direction that I'm going, how things are going. I also meet quite often with the executive director of Northwest Cap and figuring out what projects we want to prioritize and how I can best utilize my skills to build the capacity of the organization for good.
And we haven't mentioned and should that people can also do an AmeriCorps Vista summer program, which is much less of a commitment, about 8 to 10 weeks, I believe.
I believe so. I don't know as much about that, so I hesitate to comment too much on it. But yes, I am aware of that being a thing that exists.
So the Vista Summer Associate Program, you can look at that online, and they do have some key assignment areas that are mentioned on their website, which include training, tutoring, working with nonprofits and community-based organizations. So it is a smaller commitment, 8 to 10 weeks during the summer. So that may be something for the people who don't want to completely jump into the pool, right? Just get a little toe or two in there. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, you know, we're coming up on our last few minutes here, 3 minutes to be precise, Jay. Is there anything, any shout-outs you want to give, any information you want to talk about before we wrap up here for the day?
Just if you are, you know, looking for a job or you need some more experience, I recommend you go on the website and check out the many, many positions that are listed there. I would be very surprised if you can't find something that you would be somewhat of a match for. I'd like to thank everybody at NorwestCap for, you know, making me feel welcome and helping me fit in and inviting me to this radio show.
Excellent. Well, there are 70,000 members that have found placement, so there are such a wide range of opportunities. We want to remind everyone to like our Facebook page, Hot and Hunterdon, and we already posted a picture of Jay, who is kind enough to let us do that and use the social media. Please, when you go out today, even though it is sunny and about 39, that wind is amazing, gusting to about 44 miles an hour. So hold on if you're going outside. We thank you for joining us here at Hot and Hunterdon. We have Ruth Ann Celebration Hour coming up in the next hour. Hope you stay with us here at Hot and Hunterdon. Thanks, Jay, for being such a great guest and joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
We let love just walk away, and I'll be the first to say I was glad to see it going day by day. Ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were right there all
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I said we will get the criminals out, the drug lords, the gang members. We're getting them out.
President Trump informing reporters of immigration actions during a press conference with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trump said he's fulfilling a campaign promise by getting rid of hundreds of illegal immigrants.
We're actually taking people that are criminals, with a tremendous track record of abuse and problems, and we're getting them out.
Trump also praised the strong connection between the U.S. and Canada.
American and Canadian troops have gone to battle together, fought wars together, and forged the special bonds that come when two nations have shed their blood together.
The Senate preparing for votes tonight to confirm Treasury Secretary nominee Steven Mnuchin, followed by a vote to confirm Secretary of Veterans Affairs nominee David Shulkin. USA Radio News.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote For the blinds?
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well that's beyond cool. I love it, but what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
Ha, but you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry,